recording, right?
Yep.
Oh, we're already recording.
That was the introduction.
That was the intro.
You didn't hear the audience clapping?
No, I'm just excited that they're we're actually figuring out how to use all this stuff.
They're still cheering, man.
Give it to me again. Let's start again.
Listen, welcome to
Take It Like a Fan.
Hey, that's enough.
Well, gentlemen, how are we doing this evening?
Fantastic.
Great.
Again, I'm excited. Chris has got all the equipment working. It has been an uphill battle so far. The evening's festivities, I would like to talk to our new audience about what Take It Like a Fan is supposed to be about. I know you guys are kind of walking into this and not really have any idea, just like I don't have any idea really what we're doing when it comes to this kind of stuff. But I figured some of our conversations have been a little bit entertaining. And like Chris, he's already shaking his head. What, do you have something to say?
Nope. Go ahead.
No, please.
Nope. Your platform.
I would like to entertain you guys to the best of my ability, like I always do, because as we have our debates, I think we all find that Chip is generally probably right more than most that you have your sports topic debates with.
I guess Chip's the one judging that too, right?
No. I'm just saying.
All right. I'm just saying too.
So what we need to do, I've already got ourselves a studio line. I've got ourselves a text line. We're going to be able to communicate with some fans.
Do you have a hotline?
We can call it the hotline. We got Sean. We need to know what your radio name is going to be actually for our podcast.
Just call me Dog. Dog or Sean Dog, either one.
Yeah, either one. Okay, that should be easy enough. How about you over there?
Me?
Yeah.
C-Mac.
Okay. So like, C-Mac.
Like S-E-E Mac? M-A-C or like?
C, M-A-C.
Oh, C is for Chris.
C-M-A-C.
C-M-A-C.
And then we got Sean Dog or Dog.
Dog Pound.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. Well, like I was saying, most of our debates have been entertaining, at least for me. We've definitely had some that you guys have convenient memory, what I'll call convenient memory. And I would like to start getting maybe some of these conversations recorded. So then the convenient memory portion can kind of stop and you guys can admit finally to some of the asinine things that come out of your mouth. And I'm looking forward to having those that maybe we can contact from general fans, from our same team, our Bay Area teams, and or outside of there that can just kind of get you guys to understand the error in your way, so to speak.
Error in our way?
Yes.
According to who?
Again, that's what this is about. I could be wrong. We could hear from the general public.
Well, let's not say that we're both wrong right now. Let's just say we're all open.
Fair enough.
You can take claim on the previous debates just because, you know, you can have it if Sean wants
to. Well, we've had some good ones. We've had some good ones lately, have we not?
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
We had, I mean, again, I just see. I can't even say the word.
It's not a word.
I know where you're leaning.
I know.
I definitely say let's
to the chase.
Let's get to at least three episodes before we talk about it.
Okay. Well, the chase is that I want to give the fans a true form. My opinion is
we're all fans at the end of the day.
Yeah, so. I agree. My opinion is this, is that you sit here and you watch former athletes, maybe current athletes, whatever, past, present. You have know-it-alls, you know, that maybe did play the game at one point, that maybe have never played the game a day in their life. At least we're willing to admit that we have never played this game. Not at that level. We do not have the knowledge when it comes to some of these things, but we do have an opinion. And as a fan, I think the opinion should be heard. So what I'm trying to do is create a forum where the fans can actually say what they want. And if we could finally get some coaches or athletes on this thing to have some conversations with us, I'd love to be able to ask the hard questions. Not the layups or whatever. I mean, you got your boys out there like here, Stephen A. Smith and all these guys that, you know, they hit below the belt sometimes. But I would like to ask more direct questions. So it's a shot in the dark. We may just be talking to ourselves and a whole bunch of people that have the same or different opinions as us.
Everybody's got a voice.
Exactly. Fair enough. So I would think that for this first episode, we just kind of give an intro, what we're about, like what we're doing, have a little bit of fun, discuss maybe some of the topics. I was thinking some of our conversational pieces that we'll be having as podcasts, as our episodes, we'll call them, stuff like bandwagon fans, stuff that, you know, that just kind of irks you. I'll openly admit to the crowd here that I am little to no knowledge about stuff like baseball, but as we were discussing, I'm willing to give it a shot, and I have an opinion.
Hey, man, you miss 100% of the shots you don't take. Who is that quoted by?
Is that?
Bruce Lee, dude.
Nope. No.
Is that your final answer?
No.
You don't know it?
That's Gretzky.
The first trivia.
Wayne Gretzky.
There you go.
Is it Wayne Gretzky?
Yep.
Yes, sir.
Okay. I've seen that in probably 100 bathrooms.
Yeah, well, which one's this?
No, don't get started on the trivia, because I'm telling you. I got some good. No, please, go ahead, though. Actually, but I got some good ones that there's no way you guys are going to have the answers to, but go for it.
So, we used to party out of bars a lot, and, you know, one of my buddies would be like, go talk to her, and someone would be like, oh, she's got a girlfriend. I used to just say, hey, man, you know, hockey, soccer, they got goalies. Well, you got to take your shot. Sometimes it works.
I thought he was doing a trivia question or something. I mean, I love it.
Just totally. Yeah,
Wayne Gretzky, remember my quotes.
Okay.
All right.
You know what? I actually had someone ask me this question the other day. This was just an off the cuff trivia question. Movie buff, right? You guys are sports movie buffs.
Sure.
Probably seen them all.
Sure.
It's only movies I really watch.
It's really sports movies.
We all know you love The Notebook.
Everybody loves Major League, even if you don't like baseball.
Major League, which one?
Number one.
Okay.
The original.
I agree.
100%.
I agree.
What were the main characters' names?
Rick Vaughn.
What was Tom Berenger and Charlie Sheen's?
Ricky Vaughn.
Ricky Vaughn is correct.
I know he became the coach in the second one.
It was the catcher.
It was the catcher. That is correct. Tom Berenger.
Badass, dude. Badass guy.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. I can't think of it.
Reminds me of Roger Dorn.
Roger
Dorn. Oh, no.
I'm sorry, dog.
Dog. You guys aren't going to see this, what I'm saying?
I see what I'm saying? I can't.
What is
I can't.
It?
What?
What is it? Jake Taylor.
Nice. I knew that. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
What was
I came to this. So the audience.
What
knows.
Was his number?
Here's the deal. Oh, who? Jake Taylor?
Eight.
Nice.
10?
7.
12.
7.
I think it was.
I think it was, actually.
Lucky number 7.
So the audience understands. We tried to get this started here last week, but we couldn't figure out the equipment. So we all had time to come to the table.
We couldn't?
I couldn't. And I pushed a couple buttons. But we figured out that we come to the table a little bit more prepared. So I came to the table prepared today. These guys are going to want to talk about baseball at one point in time because there's a new deal on the table.
Why do you guys say it like that?
Because myself isn't really concerned. I'm going to let you get into that. But while I'm going to lead you into the baseball, here you go. Are you ready? This is a true fact. Okay. How many total minutes of action are there in an average baseball game? Action.
The whole game.
This is what he doesn't understand about baseball
right now. That'll sum it up to why he doesn't like it. It's not on a clock.
Okay. Well, he loves
time sports.
Because the average length of a game, according to the MLB, it says that it's 3 hours, 5 minutes, and 11 seconds. That's great.
I love the seconds. But there's no pace.
I get it. Well, but what is the average amount? Listen, this is statistics posted by MLB.
Yeah, this is statistics. Baseball is not a time sport, so the amount of time of action is not. Yeah. That's not
many,
just the game.
How much time is there with someone throwing a ball, hitting a ball?
Let me ask you this.
Or running.
Let me ask you this. Yeah. The pitcher throws the ball.
Okay, that's 2 seconds.
Batter gets a hit.
Let's just say it's another 5.
Batter gets a hit. That's 5?
I don't know.
Batter gets a hit. The second batter's coming up, right?
Yeah.
You think that play's dead?
Yeah.
Do you know when the stoppage time in baseball is, technically speaking?
What, seventh inning stretch?
No, it's not. It's when the umpire says time. It's not.
Oh, does he have
after
to say
and
it like
after
that?
Foul balls.
Does he have to say it all calm like that?
Yes.
Time. Okay.
Sometimes time.
Time.
But no,
here's what I'm saying to you. They put out these statistics. You got to stop arguing this with me. This is what I'm talking about. This is why I'm glad that we're doing this. Because here's the deal. This is a statistic put out by Major League Baseball. Sean, I'm going to go to you because I can't deal with him when he gets like
yeah,
this.
Mute yourself real quick.
Mute yourself. What is the average amount of action in a Major League Baseball game?
For me personally, the whole game. First pitch to last pitch. You got to be into it.
Okay. On average, if I was to sit down and watch it and say, God, this is as boring as I thought it was, but hey, he threw the ball 90 miles an hour for 1 second. How many of those action moments, you know, action packed?
So you probably don't really have fun at a game, at a baseball game.
No.
All right, so you can spice it up when baseball comes back around. Go out there with a couple guys, right?
Fair enough.
Go. You could go by inning, all right?
Okay.
If you wanted to play it real chill. Or if you want to get interesting, you could bet dollars, beers, whatever you want to bet.
So ultimately what you're saying is I need to get drunk and gamble enjoy baseball.
No,
okay.
No.
I'm there. So far, you haven't lost me.
No, I'm not saying, that. I'm saying just...
Okay.
I think we both kind of got away from his answer or his question. I say
it's because neither one of you want to admit that you know that the reason why I'm asking is because obviously the number's low.
I can enjoy the whole game because I played the game. I'll sit there. All right, and be like,
yeah,
it's a 1-2 count. He's gonna throw a curveball.
He
throws a changeup. You know, you gotta think like a player. You know, if I'm at the bat and there's a guy on second,
if we said how much time average game does someone have to think about baseball?
Yeah, but if I'm up the bat and there's a guy on second, I'm going to try to hit the ball to right field, and then you're going to look at, okay, the defense shift. Now you're thinking, okay, why doesn't Kevin Kiermaier bunt when they put the shift on him? Mm-hmm. Why? I don't know. He's just not thinking that.
But this is all interesting to you, though.
Yeah, because I like sports.
Well,
you like the sport.
You like the sport. But could you answer my damn question?
Yeah, all right.
How many average minutes... Now, the average game is 3 hours, 5 minutes, 11 seconds. I can guarantee you it's not even close to that.
No, I'll say 26 minutes.
26 minutes. Okay. Sean?
It's probably going to be real low, probably like 8 minutes.
Like 8 minutes. Okay. It's actually 18 minutes. But what that ultimately says is that means over 2 hours and 40-some minutes of a baseball game is literally boring. With no action.
Well, like that's where our argument comes in. Is
game
you, do you decide to pen what's boring?
Game 162 was there.
Game 162.
We were watching Boston and Baltimore. Mm-hmm. We're just watching the scoreboard. We weren't even paying attention to the Rays game. Soon as Boston lost, it was game mode. It was everything was all focused, as in like every pitch, every rotation of the ball mattered. Every fan in that stadium was hands on their knees and just watching the field.
It was glued.
Just like how the playoffs were against Houston. We won those back-to-back games at home. Atmosphere is crazy when it's like that. It's just the stadium is really boring.
I will say I did go to a Rays game during the World Series with the Phillies, right? Yeah, yep. Phillies. And the atmosphere, because of course then the stadium's packed and fan uproar with the whole, what was that, month of really pumped up baseball.
Yeah, October everywhere. Baseball.
Yeah.
It's best baseball.
Yeah, exactly. See, I know what I'm talking about.
So
October baseball.
So within staying in baseball lanes right now, since we have it, the MLB new proposal. Have you seen it?
No, Dog? I haven't.
So it's a 60 games in 70 days, season starting July 19th and 20th, full prorated salaries. So that means they went from their 70% of what they were supposed to make down to their full original salaries, which that's what the players want. They just want to be paid, of course. And then expand the playoffs in 2020 and 21, waiving off any potential grievance as if the league shut down, they wouldn't get any compensation for it, I believe is what that means.
I don't know why they don't shorten the season down and put a bigger playoff round anyways to make it more interesting. You know,
I think that's what they're going to get to. But, I mean, baseball, I think, was at 140-something games before it jumped up to 162.
Well, they should drop it to, like, 130 and definitely have a bigger playoff bracket because people want to see do or die situations.
There is a lot of games for baseball, and that's kind of what makes it boring too. As an
exactly,
average
fan. So you can't get into the.
Yeah, I could say that doesn't help out baseball. The fact that there is so many games before you get to the high level intense games.
You'd say 81 games on the road, 81 games at home.
Till you get to September.
But let me ask you this: if they came out tomorrow and they said, "Okay, fan polls, we're going to allow a baseball season, we're going to allow a football season, we're going to allow a basketball season. Which one are we going to allow?"
Well, you know what I'd say. I'd be right there in section 121.
Raymond James Stadium. Okay.
On a Sunday.
Got it.
Couple Bush lattes in me.
Understood. Christopher? Oh, C-Mac.
I completely spaced out your question.
Would you go with football, baseball, basketball, or hockey, or NASCAR?
Or golf.
If they were saying, we're going to allow one sport.
My vote would go
what
to?
What would your vote football. Go to? Football.
Day. Yeah.
Okay, perfect.
Fans or no day. Fans in the stands?
Oh, fans. That's actually one of my topics, man. This one kind of bothers me.
It rubs me the wrong way.
You can't have games without fans in the stands, or it's not. It might as well be a practice.
It's a scrimmage. It pretty much is a scrimmage.
Yeah. I mean, the fans, it actually counts so much in these games. Home field advantage is a real
athletes
thing.
Athletes will even tell you that.
I like going there and seeing the super fans, like the big nasties and those guys.
Yes.
You know, they make makes you get that much more hyped.
Speaking of which, Chris is actually trying to work on possibly getting Big Nasty as an interview.
Ooh.
Exactly.
I know. You're releasing secret information, my
man. Don't tell anybody. Yeah, no, it's exciting stuff like that. So what I want to do with this Take It Like a Fan. I got the website. Like I said, we got the studio lines. We got the text lines. We got everything. We got all the cool equipment that we're figuring out. But I needed you two because you two are the ones that I enjoy, one, talking sports with the most. And two, I definitely have a difference of opinion with you guys more than anybody else I talk to sports.
Really?
100%. 100%.
And we like the same teams.
Last season was something. For me, but we're going to wait 3 episodes to get it.
Okay,
Winston. Okay, so what is Canada's national sport? This one stumped me. What I mean,
curling.
No.
Well, you would think obviously it is what?
It's hockey.
Hockey.
Bocce.
Right.
Why?
Lacrosse.
Lacrosse
is the national sport in Canada.
Wouldn't surprise me.
I knew it was something off the wall.
No, look at lacrosse, though. It's somewhat like hockey. It's field hockey.
What sport is dubbed king of sports?
What sport is the king of sports? Soccer.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's actually
definitely
correct.
Definitely soccer.
Soccer is the biggest sport in the world.
That is actually correct.
It's been that way ever since I've been a little kid.
It's been that way since you've been a little kid.
Mm-hmm. But I didn't want to believe it was bigger than American football I realized that there was another country other than America.
How about... Let me ask you this. If we were to tomorrow, season opening game, okay?
For what season?
For football. Listen, I'm just going to be honest again. I'm not going to get excited if they call tomorrow and say, oh, man, we're going to go ahead and open up baseball season and we're going to let 10,000 fans in. Because just so we're clear, the Rays have difficulty getting more than 3,000 fans in the stadium in a game.
Come on. Be realistic.
I am being realistic.
When's the last time you... When's the last time you've been to a dead game?
A what?
A dead game. And what day of the week was it?
Well, I'm saying in the middle of the day, it was probably better. I'll tell you what. Let's just do this. Why don't we look and see what the attendance...
It's probably right around 13,000.
What, average attendance for the Rays games?
13, 14,000.
Rays games? No, they're probably right around 10 or 11. You'd have to go by last year's
Tampa
attendance.
Bay Rays finished the 2019 regular season with the second 14,000. Lowest home attendance. Yeah, average of about 14,000 fans.
Yeah.
It's been that way since it's been around.
Who has the worst attendance in baseball? The Rockies, 1994. 57,000 for 57 home games. That's bad.
That's real bad.
But that's what I'm saying. We have... There hasn't been a Bucks game... ever played that there was less than 57,000 fans in attendance.
Excuse me?
For one game. Not one.
Hold on.
Not even back in the day.
Whoa. Are we talking Bucks fans or fans in general? Because
when
when we play New York, it's 50-50. Sometimes it's 60-40.
That's the thing.
That stadium's
it's
been empty 60-40. Before when the Bucks been on the field.
I've been there.
Yeah, but they've all been in the parking lot tailgating and drunk.
Yeah.
I'm saying they're still there.
I guess, yeah.
Yeah. Not you guess. I mean, they are. He'll tell you.
Well, remember when you had to sell, what was it, 70% of your schedule, your 70% of your seats to be televised?
Yeah.
When there was that local blackout? I think that was after we won the Super Bowl, like 2005 to 2010.
That was economy. That wasn't. Like the Bucks.
No, it was NFL just being the NFL.
There were several teams that were having blackout games.
I understand, but now it doesn't matter. They took that cap off because it was a ridiculous blackout thing. Uh-huh. All I'm saying is there's been times when that stadium has been at 50% capacity.
Yeah, I remember in the 90s that they wouldn't play the games.
Well, it's 50% capacity. What are we, 70,000 in that stadium?
60, so it's like
60, 70, so it'd be like 30
or
something
like that. It's like 68,000, I believe.
Okay.
So look at their attendance from last year.
What the
Bucks?
The Bucks.
Just see what they averaged.
I would say they're probably middle of the pack to the end.
You think so?
Middle of the, yeah, about
20,000.
Team finished 2,000 with a total home attendance of 355,000, about an average of 50,000 per game.
But that's an average, so that's not every game there's 50,000
yeah,
people.
Yeah, okay,
there.
So there
yeah,
is.
Well, but I'm saying average attendance, look, 19 is 50.
Right. I see the numbers. I'm looking right at them, too.
So I guess what I'm saying is, again,
that's a lot of people.
You had a baseball team out there.
Oh, my God.
That represented an entire city. And that only got 57,000 people to come out.
That stadium
for an entire
only holds
season.
Like 32.
No, 28.
They got 57,000 in 57 home games.
Oh, you're talking about Colorado?
Yes.
Yeah.
The Rays have had terrible, terrible attendance too.
There's 50. Yeah, compare 57 games to eight.
I understand.
Eight.
That's a big difference.
You're making my point.
I don't know what point you're trying to go after.
The Bucks one game.
Yeah, but it's supply and demand. One game versus 81 games.
Yeah, but then you would think that maybe on the weekend or even like when the Yankees or
the Yankees
Red Sox
come sold
town,
out.
It's sold out. Out never.
Okay.
I wouldn't say it's sold
no,
out.
It's
definitely 75%.
The stadium is full.
When Red
there
Sox
is
come
every
in.
Not a time when the Rays are playing baseball. That there's not
he's crazy
hundreds
honestly,
of tickets available.
Okay,
given away. I mean, please go.
Who's giving them away?
Everybody.
Why are you trying to kick the Rays down? We understand the Bucks come before the Rays.
This is the point.
There's no.
We're
point.
Allowed to have a difference of opinion, and that's what Take It Like a Fan is supposed to be about. Is the fact that I don't agree. I don't think baseball is worth the time and effort that these people are putting into it because it's just not entertaining. There's so many more things that I would like to see come back before baseball.
Like what? Name one.
Curling. Water polo. Skeet shooting.
Skeet shooting? That's on the ESPN, the Ultra. That stuff is still going on.
Hey, have you seen the slap contest?
Oh, yeah.
Let me tell
the
you
Russian
a little
slap
bit.
Contest.
Let me tell you something about this because you made this comment the other day. And it's true facts about this guy. His name is Pelman, which is a Siberian dumpling. That's what his nickname is. The guy, you know, the Rush guy that's just like kicking everybody's ass in this deal. He got started because he went to a strongman competition with his friends. And he was convinced that he could be stronger than everybody. Ultimately, he was a farmer, got his ass handed to him, and couldn't do anything when it came to powerlifting. But literally started a slap contest with his buddies and turned into what this is now.
So the winner gets knocked out. Or
the winner gets knocked out.
The winner knocks the guy out, obviously.
It's not really, but it's not really a knockout. It's like more of a give up.
I've seen some guys get knocked out.
Oh, yeah. Some of these guys are on
would
the
you,
ground.
Would you do that, though?
What's that?
Enter a slap contest.
Oh, no.
Or watch a baseball game.
Just sit there and look at somebody and get like...
Enter a slap. If those were my two choices, that either I'm going to have to watch a slap or enter the slap contest. With this guy?
Or enter a baseball game.
Or
No, it doesn't have to be that guy. It's someone of your match, you know?
Oh, I'd probably still choose slap contest over sitting down watching a baseball game. And I'm not even trying to be facetious or funny. I'm just saying it's not entertaining to me at all.
It's not for everybody.
What do you mean? The baseball. Oh, you're saying baseball is not for everybody.
Well, I'll tell you a little backstory. Me and Sean, we played baseball since I think I started playing when I was 9. I think he played right after when he was 9 or 10. And we played through high school. We even played an amateur and adult league up in Clearwater. So, I mean, we played baseball. We spent hours playing wiffle ball in the backyard. And that's why we love baseball. And you don't. It's probably because you couldn't hit a baseball. Field it, catch it, throw it. There's a lot of things that could go wrong. But that goes back to my other thing. It's harder to hit a 90-mile-an-hour fastball than it is to take two free throws from a free throw line that's, 8 feet away with a 12-foot rim, is it?
It's longer than 8 feet.
How long is it?
First, it's 10 feet.
Oh, 10 feet.
It's a 10-foot rim.
Yeah, well, it's 60 foot from the mound to the home plate.
And you're saying it's harder?
To hit a 90-mile-an-hour fastball, which is average, and good thing if it doesn't move.
Yeah,
it's harder to hit that than make two free throws.
Is it a four-seamer or a two-seamer?
That's the name of the game. It's baseball. You never know. I just said 90-mile-an-hour fastball. Could be rising fastball, sinking fastball, tailing fastball, straight fastball. Take your poison. But, you know, you go to the line, you got two shots to make a basket and a hoop. Not hit a ball with a bat.
Okay.
Just make a ball and a hoop that doesn't move. And nobody blocks
it. So you're saying, absolute clarity.
Clarity.
Is that if you... stood up and took 10 90-mile-an-hour fastballs, and you took your cut at those, you'd have less contact than taking 10 free throws.
Oh, yeah.
And how many are made of that 10?
Oh, yeah. I got good luck if I'm touching 90-mile-an-hour fastball in this day and age. What do you think?
Oh, I can touch it.
Yeah, you foul tip. No, you ain't getting the head around on that thing.
I bet I would.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. What about you?
I got a baseball story.
Okay.
All right. When I was a kid, and I was on a team called the Orioles.
The Orioles? That is like the worst Little League team to play for. Wait. And Sean, was that not the worst Little League team to play for?
It gets worse. No joke. This is a true story. Our hat was bright orange. It just had a big... big black O on it. And they used to call this team the O's because literally our entire team was terrible. I mean, we sucked. Oh, it was that bad. Like literally, I mean, kids like watching the ball. And the reason why they called it the O's is because it's like, there goes the ball. It was a true story, man.
How old
were you? Was my introduction. Dude, I was probably, I don't know what, 10 maybe?
Yeah.
And then my second intro was I had to get in with our guy, Big Boy, and he was like a monster at 12 years old. No one wanted to catch this kid.
Who?
Big Boy. I don't want to throw his name out there. Dude, he was 12 years old throwing in your 80s and 90s. Yeah. He was a beast.
I've probably seen it.
Yeah. And nobody wanted to catch him. So, of course, I get to catch this kid. And he was, I mean, Ricky Vaughn, as we were talking about earlier.
Ricky Vaughn.
I mean, he had control.
I would probably.
Ricky Vaughn didn't have control.
No, he had control compared to this kid.
Okay.
Yeah. If I had to catch growing up, I probably would have hated baseball, too.
Yeah, I hated it.
That's probably the hardest. That's the hardest, worst position.
It's miserable. And I got clocked with people.
Everywhere.
I mean, the bat. I got
so you
got
to give it. You got to give it to a catcher. Then you got to say that is a
100%.
That is a. So another thing, would you play catcher or would you play goalie?
If I had to choose, I'd be goalie all day.
But this is the thing. You can't suck. You can't let every goal go past you.
Who says I would suck?
I don't. I'm just saying, man. Just think about it. I think goaling would be harder than catching.
Are you talking about soccer or are you talking about hockey?
No, NHL.
Okay. Oh, no. You're
soccer
on the
goalie,
ice.
That's got its challenges.
You're on the ice. It's cold. You're good.
You're on ice.
I'll be pulling.
Have you seen that? I mean, you're literally on ice. Have you seen the videos of like the ice breaking and stuff like that and these goalies falling through that ice?
Mm-mm.
You have not seen this?
I've not seen that. Well, they're standing on the blue ice, which I think is just water, so it's going to melt and then boop.
I'm sorry. What did you just say?
The goalies, they stand on, you know, the blue. Blue is water. So after a while, it melts and boop.
Oh.
Are they playing?
Not
are
even.
Are they playing?
That's not what happens.
Are they playing on a lake?
They could. I mean, that's where hockey was originally created, wasn't it?
Yeah, fact checker. I guess.
Fact
check.
That's where dog comes in and fact check.
Fact check.
This day in sports. Let's knock it out of the park.
Oh yeah, let's do. Yeah, I do want to do this day in sports.
So today is June 17th, 2020. Let's go back about 60 years. 1960, Ted Williams hits his 500th home run.
Okay.
1962, we have the U.S. Open. Jack Nicklaus wins first major title by 3 strokes in an 18-hole playoff against who?
Against Palmer.
Who do you say, Sean? You can say the same answer, which is kind of a hint.
Yeah, probably Palmer.
It's Sonner Palmer.
Nice.
1976, we have the ABA. We have the Nets, Pacers, Nuggets, and Spurs merging to the NBA.
Remember that from what movie?
Oh, your boy.
What movie?
My boy.
You just said it the other day. Jackie Moon.
Oh, Tropic Thunder.
No.
What was it called? Tropic Storm? No, I don't know.
You don't even know the name of the movie.
Yeah, nah.
It's escaping him right now. Come on, man. What
Come
is
on,
it?
Come on, dude.
I mean, you know the name of the team.
Well, I just like the player. He's the greatest player ever, Jackie Moon.
Yeah.
He was the owner, coach. What was the name of the team?
Semi-pro.
But
the ABA was the amateur.
What was their team name? Tropic.
Flint Tropics.
Flint Tropics, which I think was what, a car dealership?
Yeah, I have no clue, but like he was the mascot, the coach, the GM.
Yeah, it was a good movie, though. Really good movie. Knee slapper.
Mm-hmm.
All right. 1992, we have the 76ers making a trade, Charles Barkley, to the Phoenix Suns.
Oh, okay. Yes, I remember that day.
2 years after that, boy, were we in for a treat.
2 years after what year? What? I'm sorry, what was the
1992,
last?
1992, so it was 1994. 2 plus 2 is 4.
I graduated high school.
You know that, right?
I graduated high school. 2 + 2 = 4. I graduated high school.
That has nothing to do with it. This Florida education
1994
system
must have something to do with Michael Jordan.
Nope.
Must have something to
do. The chase was on. The chase was on. And boy, did we have a chase. For those of you that didn't know, that was O.J. Simpson did not turn himself in and ensued an hour and a half long chase in L.A.
That was how many years ago today? So that is, what's the 2026? Yeah. 26 years ago today.
You were what, 6 years old?
94, I was 5.
94, you were 5 years old. 94, I literally graduated from high school.
I was going to be 6.
Anything else on this day of sports?
Oh, yeah.
What else?
2003, the book Moneyball was published.
Okay.
Which results to the 2002 Oakland Athletics. Have you ever seen that movie?
I have,
actually. It's a good statistic movie. It's where they use the sabermetrics approach.
I also like that other, the one with Clint Eastwood. Problems with the Curve or something like that. Have you seen that with Clint Eastwood?
Clint Eastwood in a baseball movie?
And it's, I think it's his daughter.
Is it on Netflix?
No, it's not on Netflix.
The Replacements?
Replacements is a great movie.
Anyways, yeah, about the 2002 Athletics, they won 103-59. They lost in a 5-game series to the Twins that year.
Okay.
But they did go on a 20-game winning streak. And do you know what sabermetrics is?
Sabermetrics?
Yeah.
No, what is it?
The application of statistical analysis to the baseball records, especially in order to evaluate and compare the performance of individual players. And that's how they put together that season. Why they couldn't do it again, I don't know. Last but not least, we have pretty cool turn of events, I would say. 2008, the Boston Celtics beat the LA Lakers 4-2 in the NBA Finals. 2 years later, LA beats Boston 4-3. In the NBA Finals on this day.
Was that the Larry Bird?
2008 and 2010.
Oh, I thought you said 88 for some reason.
Nah.
In case anybody didn't catch it, we are in the Bay Area, and we are pretty diehard Bay Area sports. First, we got some love for some Florida teams or whatever, but outside of our realm of expertise here in the Bay Area, probably have our asses handed to us when it comes to other fans from other places.
Yeah, but that's fine.
Did you see it today? They posted the 30-some pics of Tom Brady in the new Bucks uniforms.
That boy looks sharp.
He does. He looks like a hell of a quarterback. I mean, could have still.
I'm not one to fathom over a guy in threads till he's on the field, well, but no, you know, whatever.
Until he's on the field.
Whatever floats your boat, my man. Whatever floats your boat.
Whatever, Winston.
Hey, shout out to Venus Williams on her birthday today.
Is it her birthday today?
Her birthday.
Oh, look, yeah. Look. Brady's telling everybody, think. Yeah.
No, that's an audible.
No, he's saying
I do like those pewter jerseys.
That's an audible.
Same thing.
I like those pewter jerseys a lot.
I mean, right? I think I like
it's a football jersey. Like it's plain and simple.
I like that jersey. That's my favorite.
I like the whole setup, the whole gimmick. It looks good.
100%.
Now, see, just the 12 at quarterback just doesn't sit right with me.
Why is that?
Because you know who was 12 for a long time.
Yeah.
Well, for 4 years.
Yeah.
5 years. But
your thoughts on him?
It was one of my first jerseys. I still have it today. It's hanging up in my shrine room. It's an old Trent Dilfer jersey.
No kidding.
Oh, Sean, she was a big Dilfer fan.
Dude, it's probably.
Really? Oh, yeah. He had a little, got him.
Listen, like I said, if you were my quarterback on my team, kicker, wide receiver, guard, tackle.
Anybody. Water boy. Offensive line assistant.
You got
coach.
Their
You're
back.
Going to the Pro Bowl.
Yeah.
You're going to the Pro Bowl with my vote. I'm sending you to the Pro Bowl. My vote. Doesn't matter. All-star game. I'm a fan.
Okay.
Do you think if Tom comes in here and does his thing, player to God that he does, do they retire that number?
12 for Tom? If he wins us a Super Bowl,
do you retire that number?
Yeah, but I mean, like, look at the people that retired from the Bucks that went off to play other teams. They came back retired as a Buck. Brady isn't going to retire as
Who
a Buck.
Who came back and retired as a Buck?
Lynch.
He never came back.
Yeah, he did. He had his ring. He's in the Ring of Honor.
He's in the Ring of Honor. He didn't retire. He retired as a Bronco.
He's going to go to the Hall of Fame. No, listen.
Depends what he does in San Francisco, because that's the reason why he's still not getting elected.
I don't even think Leroy Selman's number is retired.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it is. 63.
It's retired.
No
player. No, I'm sorry. I apologize. No, he's in the Hall of Fame.
It's retired at the Bucks. So nobody gets 63
no player
for the Bucks.
On the Bucks can wear 60.
I think the ring.
Are you sure
honor,
about
you
that?
Retire you retire the numbers.
Wear, you can't
I think
that
I think Joe please. Hawley was wearing 63 a few years ago.
Joe Hawley?
Yeah.
Joe Hawley. What a tough name.
Joe Hawley.
Yeah, he's a good line.
All right, let's
line.
See. Retired Bucks numbers. I'm telling you, I'm pretty sure that when you make it to the Ring of Honor, yeah, here we go. Retired numbers. Oscar Robertson, retired.
I do not Bucks. Think.
That's, yeah, that's number. Milwaukee.
I won.
I have to type in Tampa Bay.
Yep.
Tampa.
I don't think any jerseys are retired. Jersey numbers.
The team has retired only three numbers. Yep. 55.
Greatest of all time.
63.
Second greatest.
99.
He's about third or fourth. Debatable.
For those of you
that hold on, Warren Sapp. What's debatable? What's debatable about Big Warren Sapp?
Barber.
Oh, I thought you said Warren Sapp was debatable.
Where's Allstott on this list? Where's
I don't think he's in there yet. I don't know.
Those guys. Those
you haven't seen a 40 on
those
the field
three
though.
Guys. Well, first off, the Derrick Brooks and Warren Sapp combo, the draft combo. Like, I could understand that. Like, both of those guys helped each other out tremendously. Like, Warren Sapp was the nastiest dude up front.
You guys do understand that our run leading up to the couple seasons, two, three seasons leading up to the Super Bowl season, couple seasons after even the Super Bowl season, that the majority of that went on the back of one person.
Sapp didn't play after the Super Bowl.
One person. Mike Allstott.
Okay.
Bro.
But we're talking, I mean, when Rondé Barber was... over there in corner.
These guys,
he still didn't
these
throw his
guys
way.
Are 100%. Yeah, some of the best I've ever seen play their positions. 100%. Derrick Brooks, agreed. Rondé Barber, agreed. But you're not going to say that.
You're going to tell me Mike Allstott was more valuable than Derrick Brooks? Is that what you're going to say?
I'm going to say that Mike Allstott put a hell of a lot more points on the board than Derrick Brooks did.
He's getting muted. I can't take that. He literally just said that Mike Allstott is more valuable than Derrick Brooks because of points.
No, I'm just saying. They're both valuable players, but I believe that Allstott was.
Yeah, I mean, you're entitled to your own opinion,
yes.
But I don't think we win if we don't have Derrick Brooks. You take Mike Allstott away, we still find a way to win.
I think Derrick Brooks scored. What was it?
Oh yeah,
five
didn't he
touchdowns?
He scored two touchdowns.
Hold
that
on,
game.
Let's look
he
up that. Let's look up.
Super
hold
Bowl,
on, hold
I
on.
I scored.
Yeah,
he
did.
Scored two touchdowns.
Hold on. No. He scored more than two touchdowns.
I think he had five as defensive player of the year. Or
exactly.
Yeah.
When's the last time we had a running back that couldn't cut like maybe like a Cadillac Williams
Doug
or something
Martin.
Like that? That literally scared defenses like
Mike Allstott was a one of a kind, rare Doug, breed. Not yeah. arguing.
Hold
with
on.
This,
hold on. We're just talking. We're not talking about a. A season.
Dude, he literally, his
just,
name was A-Train. He played football like you're supposed to.
There's not another fullback in the game that does what he does.
Why not, right? Where are all these, you know they're out there.
They turn them into tight ends.
Turn
them into tight ends.
That's ridiculous.
What do you mean? Cam Brate gets in the backfield and he blocks.
So you're comparing the Jerome Bettis, the Mike Allstotts,
yeah.
Those
no,
two,
you
they
remember,
don't make
do you
running backs
like that. Jerome Bettis was a running back.
So was Mike Allstott was a fullback, but he's also a tailback. He was also
a future back.
Do you remember Christian Okoye? The Nigerian nightmare. Kansas City.
Kind of.
Bro. This guy was
Derrick
like a
Henry's
linebacker
close.
Back then.
Derrick Henry is probably up there with them. I wouldn't say as powerful, but Derrick Henry's got some. He's a big boy. Yeah. But just Mike Allstott over Derrick Brooks? I just don't.
I'm saying yes. It would be difficult to win without Derrick Brooks. Of course, it'd be difficult to win without Mike Allstott. Of course, because you didn't have a retarded amount of offensive weapons, guys.
We didn't. All we did was Brad Johnson, Dink and Dunk. Our defense carried us away.
You're kidding me. We had Keyshawn Johnson.
Oh,
Keenan Marcardell.
Oh.
Joe Jervicius.
Oh my God.
Name one tight end.
Joe Jervicius was one of my favorite.
Dave Moore.
Yeah, but again, he was
Jamil Cook as a fullback, and Mike Allstott would play running back in the goal line.
Pittman had over 100 yards.
That offense was pretty. I think we had Dudley. Dudley, he came from the Raiders.
But we weren't like known as an explosive offense by any means. We were known as a dominant defense.
Yeah.
Very dominant.
Yeah.
But I mean, that year,
one of the best to see the field.
The offense could put up 17, 20 points, and you are guaranteed a win. I think we beat Baltimore 24-0, week two.
I mean, if we would have given Winston that many points, right? Would have guaranteed a win, but couldn't do it. So it's all everybody else's fault.
Just not no, Wilson's. See, it would still be close, though, because he was guaranteed to throw a pick six in a few of those games.
What Sean knows and what you guys don't know yet is Chris gets really upset when you start talking about Winston and things in the past. All right, anything else from you guys on this one? I'm looking forward to doing this with you boys. This is going to be fun.
I think we had a good little run. I think we got the kinks out. Hopefully we have some future followers.
We got to learn how to do this.
We are also on Twitter and Instagram at Take It Like a Fan.
We got to start pumping the studio line. Here's our studio line, boys. We got to start remembering this number. It is 844-542-4111.
And if you don't call us.
Repeat that.
844-542-4111.
That's 844-542-4111. 4111.
Now we have a text line too. 727-388-1644. 727-388-1644 text line. Take it like a fan or don't listen. That's what I'm thinking our motto should be. It can get a little brutal sometimes. We are going to, I can tell you this, I'm starting to learn the rules on these podcast things. We're going to have to watch what we say sometimes, fellas. But overall, we can pretty much speak our mind, say our piece, let other people say their mind, speak their piece. If they don't like it, like we said, just then don't listen.
Yeah, if you don't like it, you can suck our...
Whoa, bud.
What?
What's the first show episode? Gee, oh, wow. Can we just bring sports back first Please. Before you say some wild stuff like that?
I didn't say anything.
Sean Dog. C-Mac.
Yo.
I'm fired up, man. Let's get sports back. Let's go.
Let's do this,
We
folks.
Need some raw material.
I think NBA has announced that July 30th is kind of their target date for coming back in Orlando with those limited teams going into kind of like a playoff deal.
That was the last sport I got to witness. I was sitting here with John and we were watching the game. We were getting ready to watch Zion, at least the first half of it. I forget who they were playing. And the commissioner came out and said that blah, 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 had whatever. And the funniest thing is the guy was like touching all the microphones and ran off. Thanks, dude, whoever you were.
Baseball, not too much to report other than what you guys already did. Hockey, I have nothing.
They got something going
on. I think they're trying to find hub cities as far as Vegas and Toronto, as far as I heard. But as far as a deal and schedule and finishing the season, it's all clueless to me.
I feel like a hockey will be one of the main ones that'll come back first, main sport to come back first. And it's going to elevate their fans and it's going to get them so much more hype for the following season when everything gets normal.
Well, we're about to find out because here we are in the middle of June, and I'm expecting to start seeing some footballs being thrown around here in the next 30 to 45 days. And then I'm expecting to see our team on the field here. What is it? August now, I guess, is still target start date.
I think that, and they report to camp and start doing all the workout and stuff. So, I mean, it should be. Here shortly in the next few weeks. I don't know. We got The Current on tonight, which I'm fired up for. Starts at 8, The Current.
I can't believe I'm a Bucks fan. I've never heard of this. All right.
Remember to follow us on Twitter, Instagram. Take it like a fan.
Hey, what was that? What was that? Hey, Chris. What was that studio line?
Studio line?
Yeah.
The number?
Yeah, what's that?
Oh, I don't know, man.
844-542-4111.
Boom.
Okay, what's that text line, though?
Same number.
Because I want to text you. I got to text you.
727-388-1644.
Mm-hmm. So Sean knows. All right, good. Thanks for participating, Sean.
Take it like a fan.
Throwing the ball downfield. Hell wide open. It's dropped.